Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshiped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were open, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name.
Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him.
forget all about yourself.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless everyone. We're listening to Sunday early morning prayer. And we're so thankful that the Lord has woke us up this morning to come forth and give him praise and worship. The song on was playing was Bow Down by Bishop Paul Martin. We have to bow down and worship our Lord and Savior. We have to bow down and know that he is and will be our provider, our sustainer, and our keeper. We just thank him this morning for waking us up in our right mind and clothed in our right body to go forth to give him praise. Oh, Lord, how we worship you. We don't take this lightly. We just come before your presence with singing. Come before your presence with joy. Come before your presence with kindness that you have doubt to each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. Say, wake up early in the morning. And when we come early in the morning, we can seek your face. Hallelujah. We come to seek your face this morning, early, Lord Jesus, so that we may, if we have said or done anything that was against your precious throne or wherever we repent, Lord Jesus, because we want you to hear our prayer, our cry, Lord Jesus, without hindrance, without stopping, up to heaven above where you are at. Hallelujah, and we just praise you and thank you. You said, lift our eyes into the hill from which our help comes. Our help come from you, Lord Jesus, this morning. That's why we're waking up this morning, calling on you, praising you and loving you for your loving kindness and gentle mercy unto your people of this world. Hallelujah, and unto your saints of this earth, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you. And we had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough for your kindness and your mercy and your grace unto your people. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this Block Talk Radio that you have established with Evangelist, our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have allowed us to be on this broadcast 2 years and 3 months going forth to preach the unadulterated gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of you, Lord Jesus, your Savior. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We just want to seek your face early all the time while we may, where you may lead and you may guide us and you may talk to us. Hallelujah. You say you never slumber and you never sleep. You say you always there 24 hours a day. You say we can call on you and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity this morning, because you didn't have to give us this opportunity, Lord Jesus, to come before us and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, keep us in this right mind. Keep us our hearts open. Keep our mindset and our hearts open and our walking and talking just to hear from you, Lord, that you may purify our hearts, that you may cleanse us, Lord, that you may put more word in us so that we can learn and accept and grow inside of us, because it's all about the inside that you said you're going to go and you're going to leave us, but you will send a comforter, and that comforter that you sent, hallelujah, every promise that you have given us, Lord Jesus, you have fulfilled it, and that promise you sent was the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and it's been there to lead and guide us and teach us your ways, to teach us out the 66 books of your Holy Bible, 39 old chapters and 27 new. And Lord, we can go in anything that we need. We can go into your word. And Lord Jesus, we can get it. We can get comfort. Hallelujah. We can get guidance. Hallelujah. We can get provisions made for us. Hallelujah. We can get more love. Hallelujah. We can get more peace. Hallelujah. We can get more joy. Hallelujah. You said you will lead and guide us, and you won't do it just by any kind of way. You're going to lead and guide us down a straight path. Hallelujah. Straight path that you have set in order for us, that you have known us from the beginning of this earth, our birthing, Lord, that you, Lord Jesus, has set us a place with our families, that you have put us there, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you for it. Hallelujah, and we just praise you. Hallelujah, we can't give you enough praise this morning for how wonderful and how merciful and how kind you are to your people, how you love us, Lord, unconditional. Hallelujah, we thank you for it. When we do so, Lord, and we say, Lord, please forgive us. Hallelujah, as we're growing and learning and make mistakes, you say, here, my child, I just repent and get it right with me. Go back to my word. Hallelujah, because my word will teach you. My word will guide you. Lord, give us more understanding. Hallelujah, you said that we need wisdom to ask of you. You said that we need understanding to ask of you. You said that we need more joy to ask of you. Hallelujah, you said to ask you and you will give it to us and you will open our hearts that it will go in and we will stay there. Hallelujah, we can bring back up your scriptures. Lord, we ask you for more teaching, more learning, more growing in your word, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for us being on this broadcast. We thank you for the mighty women and men of God, the men and women of God that you have sent on this broadcast to bring your holy word. And Lord Jesus, we know that you are there because every day you send us a rhema word from heaven. Hallelujah. And you pick and you choose your godly men and women, your prophets, your evangelists, your prophetess, your teachers. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for each and every one of them that you have sent. We thank you for this whole series of the book of Acts that you have brought to us, Lord, all this month and all last month and some of this month, that we would learn how you have opened up and started your church on this earth. The book of Acts tells you the beginning of the church, the beginning of your resurrection, beginning of you going to heaven. Hallelujah, and sending down the Comforter and fill us with your precious Holy Ghost. And we praise you and we love you and we give you the praise and we just give you the glory. Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, to keep her in perfect peace as she going to another state to bring forth your messages, another ministry that you have set before her to go, Lord Jesus. And we ask you to cover, to bless her, protect her, guide and direct her, Lord Jesus, and let her have no need for provision, because you said if you give a vision, you will have the provision. When she gets there, it will be all set up and ready. And Lord Jesus, we know that you're going to touch so many different souls, hallelujah, that's going to come into the kingdom. And for that, we're thankful. We ask you to give us strength this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for Sister Danielle that's incarcerated, Lord Jesus. We know that you get ready to open them doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because you have gave her peace. And coming from California, going to New Orleans, you have given her peace in this situation. Hallelujah. And you have allowed her to raise the grandchildren and her niece, Lord Jesus, and one more have to come out. So we ask you to bless him in his schoolwork, Lord Jesus, protect him, guide him, and direct him. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless her son, Jamal, that's in New Orleans. Lord, oh, what a blessing it's going to be. She thinks she had a celebration here, and your saints came forth to bless her on this last weekend. Lord Jesus, but you're going to bless her. Oh, that about see. You're going to bless her the more when she gets to see her son and be near her son. Oh, what a celebration it's going to be. It's going to be like the son that left his father and spent all the money and went away. And when he seen it, he said, I got to go back. I can't eat out this pig pen. Hallelujah. My father has got servants that do better than me. And when he went back and he seen his son afar off, oh, boy, what joy and celebration it was in the Bible, because he came back to you, Lord Jesus. He said, and the Lord and the father set a plate for it. Hallelujah. And got his men to do everything, to set dinner, to do the calf, all that, Lord Jesus. He was so glad to see his son back. And that's going to be the celebration that she going to have with her son. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to continue bless the men and women of God that you sit on this broadcast and all over the world that's going forth and preaching and teaching the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection, and the love of Jesus Christ on this earth, Lord Jesus. We ask you to keep them, to bless them, Lord Jesus, to lead them and guide them. Because like you say, if you gave the vision, you will make provisions for each and every one of us. And, Lord, we're so grateful to you this morning. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless Sister Dawn on the air and Jarvis, Lord Jesus. You know what all of us stand in need of because you wonderfully and marvelously made us in your image. And each and every one of us have a new DNA, Lord Jesus, and you know about it. Hallelujah. So we ask you to bless them. You know where we in and where we're at. You know where we live. You know our address, Lord Jesus. You know each and every hair that's on our head. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless him. Bless Sister Dawn. Hallelujah. That she comes on and she comes every day, Lord Jesus, to come on this broadcast. Not so much as that a sister is hosting the broadcast, but she know you going to be here. Hallelujah, that you going to send a rhema word from heaven. Hallelujah, down to your precious people. And we thank you for it. We thank you for Prophetess Darlene Davis on the line this morning. Hallelujah, Lord, she's been such a blessing, Lord, that you sent her to this broadcast, each and every one of them that you sent. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, and we give you the praise and glory. And we're going to go to a Prophetess Darlene Davis to pray on. A Prophetess Darlene, amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We praise you this morning, God. We thank you this morning. We say good morning to you, God. We love you this morning, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for what you have done, God. We thank you, God, for your blood covering, God. We just thank you for another day. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for another chance just to praise you, another chance to say thank you, God. We thank you for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you for the beautiful prayer that went forth already. We thank you, God, for this broadcast, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for your joy, God. We thank you for your peace, God. We thank you for being a mighty God. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for the Father, God, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, we can come to you in a time of trouble. God, we thank you, God, because we know that you are right now, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us, God. We thank you for the activity of our limbs this morning. We thank you for the article of our speech, God. We thank you for being a way maker, God. We thank you for being a bridge over troubled water, God. We thank you this morning, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, a chance that we can praise you this morning on this prayer line, God. We thank you for this broadcast right now, God. We thank you for what you have done, God. We thank you for the overseer, God, on this broadcast, Pastor Bernard, God. We thank you for keeping her, God. We thank you for being a way maker in her life, God. We thank you for strengthening her, God. Oh, God, we ask that you touch it right now from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. We ask that you continue to breathe on her, God. Continue to saturate her, God. Continue to use her, God. Continue to direct her, God. Oh, God, continue to order her footsteps, God. You said a good man footsteps are ordered by you. A good woman's footsteps are ordered by you also. God, I ask that you forgive me for my sins on today, God. God. If there's anything standing in the way of me going forth on today, God, I ask that you blood it out, God. Blood out all my transgressions, God. Wash me. Oh, God, clean me up, God, in the name of Jesus. My thoughts, if they're not right, God, wash me, God. Purge me, God. We want to be right, God, by you, God. Oh, God, wash us all of God. Clean us all of God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to fill us with your Holy Ghost on today, God. We ask them for more power on today, God. As we have went in the book of Acts, God, we want to do the works, God, your works, God. We want to do signs and wonders, God. So we ask, in God, anything that's standing in the way from us doing your will, God. We ask that you move it out, God. We ask that you tear down every stronghold in our life, loose every shackle, destroy every yoke, God, in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, God, for the fivefold ministry, God. Oh, God, I ask that you touch, God, touch the churches this morning, God. Touch, God, move, God, in an unusual way in the churches, God. I'm asking for your anointing to reign in the churches, God. Let it not be church as usual, God, but let the people welcome you in, God. Let the service be about you, God, in the name of Jesus. Let souls be saved on today, God. Let people be delivered today, God. Oh, God, let people feel a touch by you. Let signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you touch the fivefold, God. Keep them focused on you, God. Oh, God, if anyone needs their head lifted up, lift up the heads on today, God. If anyone needs a financial blessing, oh, God, bless. If anyone needs healing on today, God, in the fivefold, God. Oh, God, we ask that you touch, move, God. Oh, God, we ask that you get us on one accord with your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, and let your will be done, God. I'm asking that you touch the prayer warriors on today, the prayer intercessors, God. Get them on their post, God. Let them hear the call, God, of you, God. Let them begin to seek your face, God. Let them begin to pray, God, in season and out of season, God. I ask that you touch everyone that listens on this broadcast daily, God. Move, God, in a mighty way in their life, God. Oh, God, lift, God, strengthen, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you look down upon the bereaved families today, God. Anyone have lost their loved ones, God. Oh, God, I ask you to send in the comfort of God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, and we give you all the honor and all the glory. And we do say amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for Prophetess Darlene Davis. Lord, bless her as she gave out to your people this morning. We thank you for allowing her to come on this broadcast. And this is early, early Sunday morning prayer. So we just thank each and every one of y'all for coming on, all in the Block Talk chat room, Facebook, Twitter. Hallelujah. The Lord has blessed this broadcast. There's so many avenues that he wants his people to hear his word and be filled. And like a prophetess, Darlene Davis, said, that through the book of Acts, that she wanted to see miracles and signs going forth in the churches today. Not the churches, not no churches. We can be on the sidewalk, Lord Jesus, and we can be witnesses. We can be in the car wash, and we can be witnesses. So we just want your power to flow, to let your people see that you're calling them in to a holy life, to a righteous life, to serve you in the family of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you. We ask you to bless each and every one that have came on this broadcast, or who's listening, who got up early this morning to come on with us for early Sunday morning prayer. And with that, we thank you so much for kind of calling in and tuning in today. We ask you to keep our founder, Evangelist Agent Bernard, up in prayer. Hallelujah, because you know, Lord Jesus, you know each and every one of us. She has mixed emotions. She knows you have released her to go to New Orleans, but yet and still, she still has a sister and family and her grandchildren and her niece down here in California. We know that you're going to bless her, and you're going to bless her, and you're going to give her peace. But give her more strength, Lord Jesus. You say to call on you, and you will answer our prayers, and you will give us strength in the time of our need. Hallelujah. So we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We praise you for it. We praise you for each and every one that you have allowed to air or come on this broadcast all over the world. You know, we're so grateful to you, Lord Jesus, that through Block Talk Radio, we go all over the world, outside of the United States, because you say this word will be preached to every soul on this earth. And Lord Jesus, we're seeing the result. You've allowed us to be in a part, just a small part of your kingdom work and kingdom building. And we love you and we praise you and we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. Our hearts say yes. Our minds say yes. Yes to your will and yes to your way this morning, Lord. Like a prophetess Darlene said, clean us out, Lord, whatever we got in us that's not right in our heart, Lord. Make us anew, Lord Jesus. Give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you said that if we ask you, you would give it to us. You would liberally give it to us, Lord. And we're asking you this morning to increase our wisdom, increase our knowledge, increase our understanding. Give us revelation, Lord, through your word. When we get to read the scripture that you point us to, Lord, that it would illuminate, come up off of the pages of the Holy Bible and into our heart and our mind, that it can stay there. And when we need it, we can call out them scriptures. Hallelujah, because you said that you will hold no good thing from us. And we praise you and love you in Jesus' mighty name this Sunday. So we're going to close out with that. We thank you so much for tuning in today. Hallelujah. And be blessed. And you take your power and your anointing into your local assemblies, wherever the Lord will lead you. God bless. And with that, we're going to close out. We're going to say, because of who you are, because of who you are, Lord Jesus, we gave you praise this morning. And that's by Vicki Yoli. So God bless y'all.
Glory, because of who.
Because of Who You Are by Vicki Yoli. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity. God bless. See y'all tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m.